into school, Mrs. Hunter asked all what we had to do when the work zone began. I shall be sitting at a long table by the school gate, she said. Even time you finish a lap, you must report to me. I'll put a stamp on your sponsor cap, don't forget. At last we were all a road to go outside. I pushed myself along the flat ground towards the gate. Michael walked beside me and we waited until it was room for us turn to go. When Mrs. Hunt gave us the signal and we were off, I turned my wheels round and round as fast as I could. I kept up with Michael for the first turn of the cross before we came to the hilly bit. Michael started to push me up the slope. Ovenly was waiting slowly up. My turn, man, she said as she took over from Michael, who was peeping soon. It seemed that everyone in the class wanted to push me. When we came back to the school gate at the end of the first lap, I took a piece of orange. Then Mrs. Hunt stopped my cup with all the help my friends were giving me. It was easier to keep going. I did a second lap and another every time I went past the long table by the school gate. Mrs. Hunt asked me if I was getting tired. No way, I said. I wanted to do as many laps as I could, even sir the wheelchair. Beeping the jolted from some of the way. It was fun doing the work zone with my friends, and I had a lot of chance stamps on my sponsor cap, but I was tired by the end. It was good to get out of my chair and go to bed that night. The next day it class, Mrs. Hunt said, it's time to announce the winner of the Miss Dare Prize from the work zone. The person who did the most laps was Peter. Here's the my story, even though, said Mrs. Hunt, hiding it to me. Good evening, wrote Peter. Great, I shot, thanks, Mrs. Hunt. I opened the envelope and pulled out of the chair. It came from the stock shop. I looked at all the things I had won and started to read aloud. One lock rebar ball, two sets of jacks. Well, I said, Michael and I could have fun with those. The last went on to usual three tennis balls, one worker's ball and glove. And when I remembered that everyone in the class and helped me, if they hadn't slowed down and pushed me up the hilly bit, they might have done more laps themselves. Michael or Overly might have won the prize if they hadn't kept stopping to help me. I told Mrs. Hunt that the world class had helped me win, so I want everyone to share the prize, I said. Let's keep all the grades in our classroom. Then we can all have some fun and test what